Slim and Loper had just come out of the house, if you recall. They were loading bags in the car so that Loper and his family could go on a vacation to the mountains. Slim, the hired hand, got stuck with the job of carrying the heavy bags while Loper came along behind, carrying the basket that contained a picnic lunch Sally Mae had prepared for the trip. When Slim complained about having to carry the heavy baggage, Loper informed him that Sally Mae, his wife, would never trust a bachelor cowboy, Slim, with her picnic lunch. That didn't sit well with Slim, who asked, "What am I gonna do, steal food from your children?" Loper glared at him. "Well, you might. You look about half-starved most of the time. Do you ever eat anything down at that shack of yours?" "I certainly do, and I cook it myself, too." Loper gave him a smirk. "Well, you can't tell by looking. If you lost another pound, your jeans would fall off." Slim hitched up his pants. "You show me what's in that basket, and I'll bet you $5 that I can resist it." Loper studied him for a moment, then flashed an evil grin. "Okay, smart guy, let's just put you to the test." Loper opened the lid to the basket and rummaged around inside. "Roast beef sandwich with lettuce and tomato." Slim shook his head. "Don't need it." Loper looked deeper in the basket. "Carrot sticks."
"Nope."
"Pickle strips."
"Can't use them."
"Deviled eggs."
Slim shook his head. "Not even close." "You're fixing to lose $5.
"That was your bet, Slim. I'm just doing research."
He dug deeper into the basket and grinned.
"Here we go. Cookies."
"What kind?"
Loper looked into a paper sack. "Oatmeal."
"Let me see one."
Loper set the basket down on the sidewalk and held up a cookie. Slim gave it a close inspection and shook his head.
"Nope."
Then, in a flash, he snatched the cookie out of Loper's hand and stuffed it into his mouth.
"I guess you were right. I can't be trusted. Thanks for the cookie."
"Okay, buddy, you owe me $5.
"Uh-uh.
We were just doing research, remember?"
Loper glared at him. "Well, buy Nettie's if you get one, so do I." He popped a cookie into his mouth just as Sally Mae stepped out on the porch.
"Loper, get out of those cookies!"